here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 14th of February, 2012. Today is Valentine's Day, a big day for greeting cards and for candy sales, which goes back more than 1,500 years to the Feast of St. Valentine, established in the 5th century. Though nobody is sure exactly which of many St. Valentines it is the feast day of. But the ancient Romans had a fertility festival in mid-February called Lupercalia, when young men ran naked in the streets wearing strips of goatskin, which they gently whipped young women with to improve their fertility. And Lupercalia was still popular long after the Roman Empire was officially Christian, so the church simply came in and renovated it. In the 14th century, Chaucer wrote about St. Valentine's Day as a romantic occasion in his long poem, The Parliament of Fowls. In the early 15th century, the Duke of Orleans, held captive in the Tower of London, wrote a Valentine's Day poem to his wife. Shakespeare mentions the sending of valentines in a speech by Ophelia in Hamlet. It was on this day, 1895, Oscar Wilde's play The Importance of Being Earnest opened in London, wrote it in just 21 days, the first draft at least, fastest he had ever written anything. The story of a man named Jack Worthing, who pretends to have a younger brother named Ernest, who he can use as an excuse for getting out of things, and he even pretends to be Ernest when that suits his purpose. And his friend Algernon also starts impersonating the imaginary Ernest. So two women fall in love with the same fictional person. Oscar Wilde said the play expressed his philosophy that we should treat all the trivial things of life very seriously and all the serious things with studied triviality. Here are two poems for Valentine's Day, two sonnets by William Shakespeare. The one you all know, sonnet number 116. Let me not to the marriage of true minds admit impediments. Love is not love which alters when it alteration finds, or bends with the remover to remove. Oh no, it is an ever fixed mark that looks on tempests and is never shaken. It is the star to every wandering bark, whose worth's unknown, although his height be taken. Love's not time's fool, though rosy lips and cheeks within his bending sickle's compass come. Love alters not with his brief hours and weeks, but bears it out, even to the edge of doom. If this be error, and upon me proved, I never writ, nor no man ever loved. And Shakespeare's sonnet, number 56. Sweet love, renew thy force. Be it not said, thy edge should blunter be than appetite, which but today by feeding is allayed, tomorrow sharpened in his former might. So love be thou, although today thou fill thy hungry eyes, even till they wink with fullness, tomorrow see again, and do not kill the spirit of love with a perpetual dullness. Let this sad interim like the ocean be, which parts the shore, where two contracted new come daily to the banks, that when they see return of love, more blessed may be the view, or call it winter, which being full of care, makes summer's welcome thrice more wished, more rare. Two sonnets by Shakespeare, sonnet number 116, Let Me Not to the Marriage of True Minds, and sonnet number 56, Sweet Love, Renew Thy Force. That's the Writer's Almanac, sponsored by Constant Contact, celebrating the launch of Social Campaigns, a brand new social media marketing tool. Learn more at constantcontact.com. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.